Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina says it had net income of just over $100 million last year, compared to $186 million in 2008. But membership in the state's largest health insurer remained steady, and premiums went up an average of 12%. So why the lower net income? Blue Cross spokesman Lou Borman says medical costs went up, and the H1N1 flu took a bite out of profits.
I think primarily Blue Cross this past year spent more of every premium dollar on the medical care of our customers, nearly 87 cents per dollar, compared to last year it was 85 cents. And the rest of the premium dollar goes for customer service and technology.
Borman also points to costs associated with the six-month program Blue Cross ran at the start of 2009, waiving prescription copays for customers who chose generic drugs. That effort got praise from policy analyst Adam Linker of the NC Justice Center's Health Access Coalition. But Linker also worries Blue Cross is socking away more money in reserves than it should be during a recession.
And in the past, I mean, in Blue Cross's history, there were times when they gave premium rebates to people when they had a giant reserve. And they have a reserve of, well over $1 billion now. And they're still making, obviously, profits. So they really should be making premiums as affordable as possible for people.
But Blue Cross argues its premiums are affordable in North Carolina, with an average increase of 12% last year, compared to some states like California, where customers are suing Blue Cross for raising rates more than 30%. As for the issue of putting money in reserves, Lou Borman says Blue Cross of North Carolina's reserve fund amounts to about $1,000 per customer, which, he says, wouldn't be much in the face of a major flu outbreak or other health crisis. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.